is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wilde.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And it's time, Eyes Wide Open with Janessa and SJ. Actually, just Janessa today and her special guest. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today.
Welcome to Eyes Wide Open. We are multifaceted beings living in a multidimensional existence, and we hold the power of perception. This power alone paints our reality. Perception influences the things we see and the things we don't see. Together, we'll explore the mystical and the material, the metaphysical and the physical, the supernatural and the concrete, the seen and the unseen. Hi, I'm your host, Janessa Finley Ford. As Nicole shared, I'm an empowerment coach, and I guide leaders, healers, and high achievers to turn their obstacles into outcomes, setbacks into success, trials into triumph, as they master the art of being human. And I am so thrilled and delighted to share the show today with Carolyn Cooper. She has been a trailblazer in the energy healing movement since 1996. She has so much wisdom, and she is such a just pure delight. You are going to love her and enjoy sharing this space with her today. After years of working personally with thousands of clients, she created the Simply Align method, which is one of the methods I use, and since 2006 has been successfully training energy healing practitioners across the globe. Whether she's assisting students in establishing a thriving healing practice or teaching life coaches to seamlessly integrate healing into their work, Carolyn is dedicated to empowering people to live in alignment and joy. Known for her relatable approach and insightful energy shots on Simply Align's YouTube channel. Check it out. There's some good stuff on there. Carolyn strives to make healing accessible and practical. You can learn more about her work at www.simplyaligned.com. So the founder of Simply Align Method, but she's more than that. She's an international teacher and speaker. She's a certified high performance coach, and she just simply loves helping people live their truest lives. Carolyn, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me here today.
Thanks, Janessa. I'm so excited to be here.
So bring some humor into our lives. It's almost silly, honestly, that I'm asking you to share a funny story because I feel like your spirit is so jovial that typically in conversation there's a lot of laughter. But it's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. And who can't use a little bit of lightness and brightness in their life? So help the audience get to know you through something unusual or funny that you've experienced in life, and peel the curtain back a bit for us.
Okay. So you had warned me a little bit before, just bring a funny story to start with. And I'm like, I try to laugh every day. At least, you know, if you a day without laughter, then you get to the end of the day and say, wow, did I laugh today? Have I had a belly laugh for a while? But I couldn't think of anything what kept coming to my mind, so I'm just going to tell this story. It's not really about me, but it's about my dad, and I think it's funny. I don't know if the listeners will or not. So my dad was a chiropractor, and so that's why I've always had this natural affinity, I guess, towards healing. And I'm just amazed with the human body and what it can do and all of that. So anyway, I that's why my dad came to mind, I guess. I don't know. But it's not even about that. It's about cats. So my dad used to feed all the neighborhood cats, and he kind of knew who they were. And we had names for certain. My mom wouldn't let us have a house cat, so he would just take the food outside and all these stray cats would come over. Well, one day he was walking home from his chiropractic office, which he'd always walk. It was just a couple blocks away. And he saw White Cat. We just named him names like that. So White Cat had been hit by a car on this busy street, and he was in the gutter, and he was dead. And my dad was so sad because he really liked White Cat. So he came home, got his car, went up, got the cat. We had a whole family funeral for White Cat because we were sad that White Cat was dead. We dug a little grave and had a family funeral. And then about 2 days later, we're out feeding the cat, and White Cat walks up. And my dad came out of my dad's mouth was, "Oh, man, I buried the wrong cat." So that's it. That's the whole story. It's not even that funny, but to us it was really funny. If you were there, it was like, oh, my gosh. Like at first we're like, what cat is that? So he buried somebody else's cat. So somebody's cat got hit by a car and they would have never known it. But it got a beautiful, lovely funeral by us.
Well, it's important for us to take care of all things, right? So there's beauty and goodness in all of it. I have a story that actually, like, it involves you, but it doesn't involve you from this week, too, that I was super excited about. So I have to share this really quick with the audience before we dive into more of your backstory and what you do. But when Travis left at the beginning of the year, we had agreed of one thing we were going to purchase for, like, our wedding, getting married, and it involved our vows. And I didn't do it right away because, I mean, I had time, right? And so we had written our vows for each other. They were a surprise. And so I had written them in my Simply Aligned book because when I was writing my vows and I didn't want him to stumble across them, I'm like, what is the one thing Travis would never look in? For sure, never, my Simply Aligned book. And so I had them all the way in the back. And then after he left, I put his vows in there with them because I had stumbled across them and my heart was tender. And I'm like, oh, this is so sweet. But right now I just don't want to stumble across these unintentionally again. So I'll put them somewhere I won't lose them. I'll put them with my vows. And then I forgot where I put them. And so we have these Simply Aligned calls twice a month. So twice a month, all year, I've been literally holding these vows in my hand, not even realizing it. And last Thursday, I thought we had a Simply Aligned call. I was incorrect. It was not the right week. But I went and got my book. And as I got my book and I was opening it, I'm like, here are the vows that I have been looking for like the last 3 months. That I totally put in safekeeping, of course, like right in front of my face this whole time. And so I've ordered the thing and I'm all excited. And so that was my, like, thank you, Simply Aligned, for bringing alignment into my life and allowing me to find my vows.
So,
right. Thank you. Thank you for that. So I think I'm going to start this off a little different than I do with most people. Typically ask people, you know, tell me about your background. But I think there's so much to learn from the way you think. And this is one of the biggest things I notice from people who are really successful versus people who are struggling in life or feeling like they can't overcome an obstacle. And there's so much in the way we think. So I actually want to start this interview and discussion here today by asking you, what is the biggest challenge you overcame in life so far? And how is your approach? How'd you do it? How'd you make it work?
Wow. Wow. The biggest challenge. Well, I can think of a few things, but I don't want to throw anybody else under the bus, you know? So love being a mom, maybe mothering was a challenge for me. Not with everybody, with one of my kids, who I hope doesn't listen to this, but all is well now. Maybe just always, like trying to, you know, I was always straddling motherhood and building a business because I have 5 kids. So that may not be a challenge for some people. It was kind of a challenge for me. And what was the other half of your question? Like, how do I deal with it?
Yeah. What did you do to overcome it?
For me, it's having thinking time. I know that might sound dumb, but having alone time or thinking time, like, because that's when I get inspiration, answers. And I wish I could say, oh, I meditate for 30 minutes every day, but I don't, but I think it's a fabulous idea. But I do try to, at least get like 10 minutes in a day. And sometimes I'm doing like a meditation. Sometimes I'm listening to a meditation. Sometimes I'm just being still. Sometimes I'm journaling. But for me, that's where I get grounded, get balanced, get answers to things. If I can go longer than 10 minutes, that's great. And I usually do, even if I think I'm going to start out with 10 minutes. But that's how I handle everything in life, is like I need to be still, get quiet, and see what my heart's saying, and feel like, what does that feel like in my body? And is that just fear, or is that a warning, or, just all of those things that we all, I think that's kind of a challenge for everybody. But no matter what is externally going on, challenge-wise for me, it's always, I have to come back to center to know what to do, to know what my next step is.
Yeah, I think a lot of what you just described, it's all information we receive through our human essence, whether that's coming in the emotions or the sensations in our bodies. And without taking some time away from the busyness and the noise, distraction in the world and life, it's hard to hear it or hear the meaning behind it. And it's so easy to say, like, it's inconvenient to feel what I'm feeling. And so we have that avoidance of getting into it. As for the different children challenging you in different ways, I am so at home in that conversation because I know I was my parents' challenging child, if you will. And so I think that's just, true in every family dynamic. And especially if you look at personalities, if your personalities are more similar or if they're not complementary and they create more tension, there's natural dynamics that show up to teach us what we need to learn while we're here. So I have not ever taken that too personally. All right, so tell us, how did you begin to work with your own energy and find that through energetics you could influence the way you felt or your body functioned or whatever that was for you? So how did you first begin working with the energy, your energy? I assume you started with your energy, your own, but maybe you didn't. So tell me more about that.
I always have been fascinated with how people think, what happens in your life and the way you think about it and how you process. It's like I always, as a kid, I was always interested in people's like attitudes and how, like, what happened for them or how they got through things, depending on how they framed it in their own mind and worked through it. And I always just thought, we have so much power that we don't understand or we don't know about. Why don't we know about it? And we probably should. And how do I find out more about it? So, like, I was a curious kid. I always had questions like that. I remember in 8th grade, there were a group of my friends, and going somewhere one night, and one girl was sick and she couldn't come, and And I said to my friends, oh, we should just, like, send her some love, or we should do something to help her feel better. We could heal her. And my friends all looked at me like I had two heads or something. They're like, ah. And my one friend, who later became a nurse and is very medical, said, oh, Carolyn, you're always saying weird things like that. And that, I remember that, because that's when I knew, I think a little bit differently than mainstream people. Like, I think I didn't really notice it before then, but I remember that incident just because of that. And so I was always reading books and trying to learn more. I knew there was something about energy, but when I started doing it, there wasn't, like, I didn't have a computer or an internet, or, I mean, the internet was probably just starting up, but I didn't have one. And so I'd read a whole bunch of books, but there weren't really a lot of books out on energy work or energy medicine or energy healing, or you know, however you want to call it. And a friend of mine had Lyme disease that she'd struggled with for a long time, and she suddenly got better. She was doing, you know, so much better. And I asked her, what are you doing? You seem to be so much better. Is it diet? Is it a new medicine? What are you doing? She said, well, I go to this lady, and she kind of balances my energy. And I was like, oh, my gosh, tell me all about it. Where is she? Who is she? I got to meet her. And so that's kind of where it started. And my first, I had actually, there was a chiropractor in town that I had been to a workshop of his before, and I really liked what he had to say. And he talked about sometimes it's just all about forgiveness. I remember him telling us that, and like him, he says, sometimes I can actually see almost like green fumes coming off of people once they get to a place of forgiveness, like letting go of something that they carried for years. And he says, and then their body would start to heal. So I remember I had learned that from him. I thought it was really cool. And then this was probably a few months later. And so I looked up this woman, and when I went for a session, I actually took my 3-year-old boy, who is now 30 years old. And I took him because he'd been a really clingy baby, and he was so cute. He was such a cute little munchkin, but he was really clingy on mama all the time. Like, I couldn't hardly leave the house. And I felt like he was kind of, I felt like intuitively, I think he doesn't want to let me go, or he might be angry at me or something. Because when I was trying to, this will sound so dumb, when I was pregnant, during that pregnancy, I taught aerobics for years and years and years, back in the 80s and 90s when we wore, like, oh, I don't know, those flesh color tights and stuff. But I was pregnant and teaching all my classes, and I didn't slow down at all during that pregnancy because I wanted to get my van paid off by the time my baby was born, so that, you know, I didn't have to worry about going back to work too soon. Anywho, so I think, and then he came out of the womb kind of screaming and being really clingy, super cute, happy, but wanted to be like on mama all the time. And so I took him with me, and she worked on him, like she did some muscle testing on my arm, but was testing him. And she said, oh, I think he's a little bit angry at you. And I'm like, and I hadn't even said any of that to her. And I said, yeah, I was kind of thinking that. She's like, well, let's just clear that for him. So anyway, so she did whatever she did her way, cleared that for him, and then said, oh, do you want to run and play with those toys across the room? Jumps off my lap, runs clear across the room. I could still see him from where he was, but he would have never gone that far before. And so he ran across the room and played, and I was like, wow, what did you just do? How did you do that? I need to learn this. And then she worked on me for a little bit, and I felt great after. And I'm like, okay, I always knew that was possible. I always knew, like, we carry energies, and there's some way to release and to change. And I knew that was possible. I hadn't found somebody to teach me yet. So I had learned a lot from her, and then I started working on friends and family and trying it out, and I just had remarkable results. And I noticed thoughts and ideas would come to me as I was working on people. And I found that when I get intuition, I see pictures in my head. It's more, I'm not a clairvoyant, but that's my main clair is buoyancy. And they're usually silly pictures, like it'll be kind of silly or cartoony. And so probably for a long time, I tried to shut that down a little bit because I was like, oh, I'm trying to work here. get out of my head. I'm trying to work. And then one day I just got the impression, pay attention to what is that picture telling you? And it was exactly the answer I needed for this client I was working with. And then I finally, it took me longer than it should have, but figured out that is my intuition. That is how I get the answers. I see it like that. Like everybody has different ways of receiving intuition, but and then after a few years, my clients started asking me if I could teach them. Can you teach me what I do? And I worked at a health spa in southern Utah. At the time, it was one of the top health spa resorts in the country. And we'd have a lot of people from the East Coast come, and I'd teach a class there, and then they'd go home and tell their and this was, this was years ago. This was like 20 years ago, and it was before – people didn't really know what energy healing was. Like they'd come to my class and go, I don't know what energy healing is. And so I'd explain it. I did an energy healing 101 class and I'd explain it to them. And they'd go home and tell their friends, this girl can do this over the phone. And so their friends would call me. And so that's how my business kind of took off so fast. I was kind of in the right place at the right time, doing really rewarding meaningful work. And so anyway, people started asking me if I could teach. I honestly didn't know if it could be taught because it's so experiential and esoteric and it's not really tangible. And I'm like, how do I teach this to people that they will understand? But the cool thing, Janessa, is, and as you know, like we attract people into our orbit that are the same, kind of on the same vibe. And so the people who came to my classes got it. Like they got the first class I taught, I had like 12 people, and I taught it in my brother's chiropractic office. And I made a manual and I started teaching people and they got it. And I wasn't sure how that would go the first class. I'm like, I'm hoping this makes sense to people. And it did. And anyway, that was 2006, and I've been teaching and certifying people in my method ever since then. Yeah, it's been fun.
That's so awesome and incredible. And I also feel like you just told the story of like, oh, I went to an appointment with my son, and then next thing you know, I'm working with clients. What bridged the gap between a session with your son and you noticed the difference to that leap into a business? I mean, for a lot of people, that's something they'll consider for years and years and years and years and more years before they actually move into motion with that. It seems like that went pretty quickly for you though.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, so I started taking some classes from a woman in my town, and I just took to it like a duck to water. Is that the phrase? Like a fish to water, whatever. Anyway, I took to it. And it was fun for me. Like it made my heart sing. It was like, oh, I finally found something that I can do and I can do well. Because I had some friends in high school that were really smart girls, like were in all the advanced placement classes. And And I was always, like the fun cheerleader, like that. I want to be really smart like that. But this is something I can do and use my gifts and my skills and my intuition, which I didn't really even know I had. I kept developing it as I went along, and I still am. When I first started working with people, I first started actually with groups at my house. Like people would say, I'd talk to people about it. And I'm one of those people that if I'm excited about something, I'll talk to people about it. And they'll say, oh, I want to check it out. And so like I'd have groups of women at my house, sometimes 15, sometimes 25, whatever, and they'd come and they'd each pay us a small fee. I think it was like $10 or something, $10 or $15 or something. And we'd sit in a circle, and we'd go around, and everybody would get a turn. And then they'd come back the next month, and we'd do it again. So I got a lot of experience working with a lot of different things. And also, that's a little tricky when you're just starting out, because you're working with someone, and then you've got a whole group of people watching you work with someone. For some people, they find that really tricky. Some of my practitioners, they're like, oh, I don't want to do groups because I don't want other people watching me work. But actually, you get out of your head and come down into your heart. And it's just, how can I serve? How can I support this person right now with what they've got going on? And nothing else, really. The other stuff doesn't matter. Your own worries about it don't even matter, because you're just trying to help somebody. So I started with groups, and I used to have people come to my home office all the time. And then as I started growing, I got to a point where I was like, I don't want people coming in my home office anymore, because there were people that I didn't know from anywhere. They just found me on my website, and that was a little bit weird for me. So I'm like, I'm just doing it all over the phone or over Zoom now. Well, Skype. I'm old school. Zoom now, but it was before Zoom. So I used to do it on Skype. And I had a lot of people in other countries and stuff. I had a branch of my business in Australia for about 7 years, because I'd go there and teach. So am I talking too much yet, Janessa?
Definitely not. Absolutely not. That's what we're here for. I feel like one of the things that really sets Simply Aligned apart from other modalities I have been introduced to, and you could probably speak to this even more because you've been in the field much longer, and I know you've been exposed to far more modalities than I have, but truly the simplicity. So it's the effectiveness of it combined with how simple you make it and it still works defies, I believe, some of the beliefs around other methods or modalities that are used, because you don't have to know every single thing about every single chakra or the aura and the different layers of the aura and what is that. And some people might not even have heard those things before, although I think that most of our listeners out there are familiar with the fact that there's aura and chakras, and that's part of our energetic body. And then ancestral energy. I mean, there's so many different aspects to Simply Aligned that's all brought into one nice, neat little Christmas package, and it's so simple to use. So I know that was a big key, like from what I have picked up in working with you and training with you, that was the big key of wanting to have something that is so simple to use. What do you have to share about that and how you like engineered this down to be something that is, I mean, I don't even feel like I tend to check in with myself and my integrity before I say things, but I feel like someone who's never worked with energy before could easily come into your training and walk away knowing that they are shifting, feeling different, impacting themselves, and have the capability to do the same with others. And I think a lot of the other modalities out there, there's a lot more conscious learning curve to that. So how did you create something so simple yet so effective?
Ooh, that's such a great question. I think it's because when I would work on someone and something new would pop in my head and I'd say, I don't know what that is. Is this, sometimes I just ask, I'll just muscle test and ask the vibrations, ask the energy. I also believe that I have a team of angels and the client has a team of angels. And, you know, there's so much information there for us that if we just ask. So I would always ask, have I done this before? And sometimes it would say, yeah, this is something you've done before. And then I try to, you know, connect the dots in my head of what is another thing I've done that's similar to this. Or if it was something new, what usually would happen is I'd have 3 or 4 clients at a time with similar things, you know, like within a week. And then And then I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I need to give that thing a name. What am I going to name that? So I come up with a word for it and go, okay, this is a name. You know, like the crisscross or like timeline. I mean, there's a lot of people who do timeline stuff, but I've never seen anybody do it like how we do it. Like it's so quick and easy. And also I just have this belief it's in my spirit, it's in my soul that there's always heavenly help. I don't have to know everything. There's no way my brain could understand all of this and how it works. I'm not a quantum physics professor or scientist or anything. So I could spend years and years and years trying to understand exactly why does this do that? And, you know, all the science behind it, which I know there is science behind it, but I would never help anybody if I did that, you know, if I waited to find all that out. So I just have always had the belief that the energy is so intelligent, it knows what to do. It just needs a witness sometimes and a little push from us, a little nudge sometimes, a little direction. And it wants to help the person, I think. Just like our physical bodies always want to help us be as healthy as we can, I think the energy is always there to do that too. So just knowing we don't have to know everything. And yeah, I've been to workshops and clinics where, oh my goodness, it's so complicated. You know, and I'll see them spend, I went to one class in California and I was biting my tongue. I wasn't going to say anything, but there was a guy on a massage table and everybody was working on him. I mean, it was like an hour and a half and I could tell right off the front, I'm like, okay, this guy has something generational and there's also something going on in his grid and his right shoulder. You know, like, I mean, in simply a line, it would have taken, I don't know, 10 seconds to find that, to clear it, to be done. But it was a big ordeal and you had to do one thing to get to another thing and then you had to do another thing. Like it was so complicated and I just never wanted to be the teacher. I believe anybody can learn this because we all have these gifts and I just don't want to be the teacher that is like the guru that, well, when you learn all of this that I know, then you can do it. Because I don't know any more than anybody else. I just teach my students what I know, and they can do, you know, they can do the work as well as I can. Maybe better even sometimes, probably.
I absolutely can be a testimonial to everything you just said. I personally coming in to Simply Aligned had a lot of what I would now reflect on as limiting beliefs around energy and how you could shift it and the level of knowledge you needed and respect. And I'm not saying I don't respect energy now, but just it was a different approach, a very formal approach to working with energy and a much more complicated one. And going through the training, being introduced to your beliefs and then seeing and feeling that it worked without having to know all of the things and with allowing it to be simple and allowing it to be easy. And I feel like that can be such a big block for people in itself, is like, how easy can we let things be? I really was supported in tuning into my own gifts and then what I was able to do in working with others vastly increased and improved because I'm my own unique person with my own unique gifts and I don't need to shut all of that off to work with energy. It's actually embracing all of that, all of who I am with all of the skills and the additional tools and the additional knowledge and the additional wisdom that other people have learned that is, I feel like, makes my work so effective. And there's really truly something reflective in the beliefs of the energy modalities I've been introduced to with the beliefs they're built upon and how they work and how they're used certainly are a reflection of the beliefs held by the person who designed them. So getting into,
can I just
do you have
that?
Thoughts on that? Yeah. Yeah. Jump in
there. No, I love what you said. But one of my sisters once said to me, and she meant this as a compliment, but if you know my sister, this is her way of complimenting, but she said, so it's not that you're a super great healer. It's just that you have the gift of faith. Yeah. Like it would not occur to me for it not to work. Like that doesn't occur to me that it doesn't work. Because when you add doubt in, doubt is its own energy and it changes what you're doing. Anyway, but I see it like a light switch, and I didn't come up with this. The first lady who taught me said this once, and I'm like, oh, I get what she means. You can make it like a light switch. Like, I don't have to dig all the trenches for the electricity. I don't have to put the wiring in the walls. I just know how to flip the light switch and make the light go on. And so that's what I always tell my students. If you've been to other classes where you think, but what about, like, sometimes simply a line is too easy for some people. I've had people come through the course and they don't get it. They can't allow themselves to do it that easily. And then they'll go away for 2 or 3 years and then they come back and they're like, okay, I'm ready now. Because they go out and explore other things and then they're like, but that really does work. Maybe it's okay for it to be that simple. Yes. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, said Leonardo da Vinci. Michelangelo. Who was it? One of those guys said that.
I agree. I was talking to someone over the weekend about, you know, I think being human is really actually fairly simple. There's some basic tenets of being able to process emotions and choose your thoughts, you know, mold your mindset, have tools so that your thoughts are in alignment with what you want to create and having a clear spiritual connection. And this person, I felt like, looked at me like I had 6 heads because the average experience of being human probably isn't that simple. But if you pull away all the complexities that we create in our confusion or not knowing what to do, there are truly just some basic foundational tenets that allow us to really thrive in being human. So I completely agree. Same thing with using energy. And I think I had my circuits blown just a little bit at the beginning of your training, but I was lucky enough to have worked with someone who was using Simply Aligned, and I'm getting the results. And yet I'm like, wow, we're not doing all these 95 other things I've been trained to do. And it's still working. Like, I have the evidence, but even though I still had the evidence, I was a little bit still in my head about, but can it work for me like that? Maybe it just works for all the other people out there like that. And perhaps not for me, but I found out it works for me too. So
happy.
Let's talk about what, go ahead.
Oh, I just said, I'm so happy you did. I'm so happy you found out.
Me too. You better believe. Simple is the way to go for sure. I'd love for you to talk about, you know, what energy healing can do for people. And if it's easier to talk about some of the most common things people tend to want support with, or some of the most significant impacts you've seen on someone's life, I'd love to speak toward what people could expect to experience, whether they're using Simply Aligned as a client or a practitioner.
Mm, good. Okay. So the main things, as you know, the main things that come up for people are around money, relationships, and health. So anything in those areas is what people – when I have a session with a client, I always say, just what is your intention for this session? You know, what is it you'd like to work on? And you can throw as much in the pot as you want, because most of it is all interrelated. You start pulling a thread somewhere and it helps clear out something else. But and simply align moves so fast that you can get a lot done in a short time. So some people will come with a whole list of, you know, a bunch of stuff from their life that they, you know, and other people just have one big main thing they want to work on. That was kind of a long question you just asked. So other than the main things, do you want me to tell a couple stories? No, it was a great question. It just had, just I lost, like, where was I going with that?
Share a significant impact that one of your clients has had, or a couple have, a couple of the main stories that really stand out to you that maybe even you, even though you hold that belief and posture that, of course, it's going to work, that maybe blew your mind a little bit as well.
Okay. Well, the first one that comes to my mind is a friend of mine had me work on her niece. Her niece had been date raped. She was in college. She quit college. It was so upsetting to her. It just threw her so off. And I mean, as you can imagine. So she came to my house actually because she was a niece of a friend of mine. So she came over to my house and she was darling. We had a really good session. I knew that's what she wanted to work on, but it's so interesting. I always say follow the energy. I just followed the energy and it went to all sorts of different things in her life. Like sometimes it just has to unwind to get to a place where it can get to that big thing that you want to work on. Sometimes there's so much, you know, little gravel on top of that it can't get. You have to kind of dig down to it. And sometimes not. It depends. Everybody processes differently. But so there, I remember because a couple times during that session, I said to her, I promise we're going to work on the incident we came here to work on. But your energy wants to align all these other things first, because she had gone so far out of alignment during those 6 months. So we got her all aligned. And then by the time we got to that, the emotions that were stuck in there just cleared so easily. I mean, there was grief and anger and guilt and shame. And like, there was just so much in there, and they cleared pretty easily by the time, because we had everything all set up and aligned. And it was good. It was a great session and she was very grateful. And then she left and she lived in a different town. So I didn't, you know, and I was busy. I was raising 5 kids and I was working on a ton of clients and teaching classes. And so I remembered her, but I didn't think a lot about it. About 6 months later, out of the blue, I happened to be home one day and there's a knock on my door, and I answered the door and there's this really cute, this bright girl standing there that I did not recognize. And I said, I go, hi. And she goes, Carolyn, I brought you to, she brought me a little gift to say thank you. And it wasn't until she leaned in for a hug that I recognized who she was. She had lost 50 pounds, and she looked like her whole countenance. She just looked like a whole different person. She was a different person. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I hardly even recognized her. And she goes, yeah, I'm back. Ever since my session with you, I just started getting back to who I really was. Anyway, that was a good story. That was a good day. And sometimes you don't always hear back from people because they go on their way and hopefully their life is beautiful, wonderful. And so when you hear back or see someone again, it's so awesome. So there's also things like I'll talk about a couple heavy things and then I'll tell you like some basic everyday things. Is that okay? Do we have time? Yeah,
sure.
We have time. Yeah, I checked my time. I should let you check it. So, and other things, just quickly, when my kids were in high school, there were a couple times that they had come to me, and I remember one time specifically, one of my sons was really worried about a friend of his, and he says, "Mom, he's really not doing good. He's he doesn't want to be here anymore and, you know, stuff like that. And he said, can you just send him a little energy? And in Simply Align, we do what I call dedications if you get permission energetically from that person. And it's rare for someone to not want help. So anyway, I just sent him a little something, kind of worked on him. It's like kind of like saying a prayer for someone. You're sending good vibes their way and support and unwinding some false beliefs that they're there. Anyway, and he had a lot of generational stuff he was carrying too, a lot of family things. And literally the next day, my son came home from school and he's like, Mom, I told him you worked on him. He was so grateful. He totally looked different today. He looked different. He acted different. He laughed with me. He's like, anyway, and that kid is still doing good to this day. Like, I'm not saying, oh, because of me. I'm not saying that at all, but it is, it feels so good to be able to have some tools that you can use to help people. And then, you know, there's just all the everyday things, like as a mom, honestly, I don't know how I would have done it without having these tools, because, you know, if kids struggling with math or spelling or can't get through this piano piece because they keep practicing it wrong, and now it's in their energetic pattern that they're playing the flat note instead of the sharp, or, you know, whatever. Like, my kids played sports and school and tests and all sorts of stuff, and they'd come to me and say, I think I have a block on this geometry. Can you help me with it? And, yeah, you're able to just clear some energetic blocks that have to do with school or with playing football or with dancing or music or, yeah.
Yeah, kids' energy moves so easily, too. It's amazing what just a couple of little tweaks will do for them, where they don't carry, like you're talking about, once it gets in the energetic imprint, if you will, they carry it forward for so many years as adults, just recreating, you know, like trauma will just continue to recreate that story, that filter of the way you see the world. And so when you can just keep that out of their alignment from an early age, it makes things easier and easier for them. I am curious what advice you would give to the listeners who are maybe looking to maintain feeling good, an aligned energy, positive energy flow, however you want to state it. Here I am with all my words again. What's the one thing you would tell the listeners to support them in having that daily positive energetic flow?
Yeah. I would guess that your listeners already would know and are doing the basic things. Like, people sometimes will ask me, how can I keep my vibe high? And I'm like, what are the good things you're doing? Like everybody knows what makes you feel drained and what makes you feel energized. And if you don't know, you just go for 3 or 4 days, and at the end of every day, write yourself 3 things that made me feel energized, something that made me feel drained. And you'll know, like, okay, what to stay away from and what to do more of. And so I always tell people, I don't do more of the things that you love. Be kind. Hey, there's a give people the benefit of the doubt. It feels like in our society, people are so quick to judge. I think nutrition, for me, nutrition makes a big deal on my intuition. I always thought I want to come up with a class that's called Improve Your Intuition by Having Great Nutrition or something, but I'm sure somebody's already done that by now. And I'm not going to do it at this point. But anyway, I think that makes a difference. Like, for me, I feel like I'm way more intuitive when I'm off sugar. But, you know, that's hard to do for most people. It's hard to do for me, too. So unless you're in the flow of it, you know, once you're off and you're off, then I notice a difference. If I eat not good for a few days, I feel not as clean, not as aligned. I just always tell people, do what you know keeps you feeling in alignment, and you know what that is, and give yourself, like I said at the very first, quiet time, that time and space, to either journal. Gratitude is really important. Yeah, all of those things. And if you feel like I have some stuff I need to clear out or get rid of before I can really feel like I'm in alignment, then, yeah, make an appointment with Janessa and have her clear your energy. Yeah, like go to somebody and get balanced and cleaned up if you feel like you need to, or if you've never done that, like if you've never had a session. I love working on people who it's their very first energy session, because for one thing, they're usually like, wow, I didn't know we could do this. Wow, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. You know, they're saying that through the session, and by the time you get done, they're like, I feel so light. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, it's a great, great space to live in and to have the tools to live in, so you're at choice with it and not feeling like it's a treat on occasion. So as we move to the top of the hour, I know that you have training. You have several things coming up. So along with the YouTube channel, Simply Align YouTube channel, where you can go and see Carolyn's energy shots, which have even more tips and tricks. So if you guys are wanting to take it a step further, check out her YouTube channel. And then you have some offerings and trainings coming up. So please share with the listeners what's on your calendar.
So I do, my practitioner certification is in December, like December 5th through the 8th, and it's all online. So people can join from anywhere. And it's 4 days. It's actually, you're in the community for a year. I mean, there's a whole practitioner business course that comes with it. So it's not only the 4 days, but the intensive is 4 days on. Don't worry, it's not too intense, but 4 days online. And then you can learn the Simply Align method to do, you know, to heal yourself, to help your family, your friends. And if you want to go a little bit further, like Janessa did, and get actually certified and use it as a business, that's awesome too. We've got a great community. And anyway, so I teach you in those days, I teach you all things Simply Align, how to do generation, how to clear generational stuff. We do all the different energy systems, the chakras, the aura, the grid, and body systems, and how to do relationship connections. Anyway, it's robust.
So it is, and it's simple. Like, it's,
yeah,
we can get lost in the and, because it's very inclusive. There's a better word for it, but I'm drawing a blank. Like, Carolyn covers the bases, folks. You're not just getting like a snippet of one area of energetics or another. Like, you're getting the gamut, but it's not overwhelming. It's absolutely not overwhelming. It's so simple. And you, with the muscle testing, it just tells you where to go and what to work with. And so anyone can do it. Literally anyone can do it. I also think that the investment just in itself of what I got in my own personal healing, personal growth from the 4 days and the business course and being in the community and all that's included in CertTrack, even if I had never used it with a friend, a family, a business, a client, simply what I got from showing up for myself for those days, learning, getting the healing work, watching, growing, expanding, hands down, worth it. One of the most amazing things I've done for sure. So
wow,
with that.
Thanks, Janessa.
Yeah. You're welcome. I only say it if I mean it. So as we move to the top of the hour, If you'd like to work with me, you can jump on my website at www.fiercelyradiantsoul.com. You can book a connection call, or you can shoot me an email to get on my calendar. You can find me on social media, Instagram or Facebook. You can reach out to me wherever works for you, works for me, and I'll meet you in that space. Next week, I will be back with SJ, and we are going to be diving into what does it mean to go within anyway? What is this whole personal development journey thing? And what's that even like going within? So we'll take you there next week. And until then, friends, keep your eyes wide open.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.